Say, where's Ross? Where's me, Ross? Say, no, find me, Ross. He wanted me to say, where's Ross? Say, where's Ross? Find me, Ross, he said. So I said, where's Ross? And he said, I'm under the black chair. Now he's saying I'm stuck. Why are you stuck? What sticky stuff? I got into it. You what?
Sticky stuff on me. So I can't get out.
You did?
No.
Are you stuck?
No. No. No.
I have a power and I'm going to knock the sweet tooth out.
I got out.
You did?
Yeah, because I knocked sweet tooth out. And I knocked the sticks and stuff out. And then I got out.
Knocked the sticky stuff out, and then I got out. Oh. I'll be. So what happened to Ross?
He disappeared.
Oh, hands on hips and everything, huh? Well, how jaunty you are. And where's Marky?
He's here.
What's he doing?
He's climbing like a monkey.
Oh.
I'm going to hide one more time.
You're going to hide one more time. I know, Marky, you'll fall right down.
I'll fall right down. Mm-hmm. What's that fall right down?
Why can't you see my face? Huh? Because it's hiding behind a curtain. And you said, huh? Why can't you see my face?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why?
Because I'm under a curtain.
Oh. What do you mean?
It's Ross, not Mark.
Who's Ross?
Me.
Oh. You said it's Ross. Your Mark?
Yeah.
It's Ross, not me, not Mark. Do you mean that the person under the curtain is Ross?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ross said, now wait, hold on a second, honey. Ross said that I want my knee pocket pants. This is his name for his pants that have a knee pocket in them. And I said, you can have them in the morning, honey, when they're dry. And he said, they dry very fast. This is his argument to convince me that since they dry very fast, then they're accessible now, and then I ought to have them, and therefore I can have them, right?
Yeah.
And then I said, I don't know where they are. You go ask Mommy where they are. And then he said, she or you? In other words, does she know or do you know? Should I ask her or should I ask you? Okay? So that's a question between two pronouns that he was trying to ask. Which of the two pronouns is it?
One, two, three, five,
four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17, 18, 19, 21, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29,
27,
30, 31,
32,
33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40.
You want to do any more? That's enough for now.
I need some more.
Okay, 41.
41. 42. 43. 45. 47. 47. 48. 49.
50.
60, 70.
You want to stop now? Let's stop now. We'll practice again tomorrow.
No, do some more.
Okay, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80. Okay, we're going to stop. When we were on the jog, Ross told me that about two twos. He wanted to do two twos. He wanted to jump down that, off of that thing twice. Two times two. How many are two twos?
Four.
We taught him that. We told him that two twos are four. No, they're not five, Mark. Don't be silly. They're two, they're four.
But three. Two and one is three.
Excellent. He put his three fingers out there. It's two fingers and one finger and count them.
One, two, three.
Okay, now put the two twos out. Thank you. Count them.
One, two, three, four, five, three.
Now you have two fingers. That's one, two fingers, Mark.
Yeah.
Keep it straight. Now you got two fingers. You got two.
Three.
No, that's not him. You got three. History. Three.
I said, I think I have too many parents. He said, my heart is breaking out. I'm going to have spots. This is stuff. I'm going to break out in spots. I said. This is something he learned from me last night when I was joking around.
You're joking.
Ross said, I don't need two parents because they're too many. I need ten.
And I want you and Mommy.
And it's if there's no 10 parents, then he wants. I want you and Mommy.
I don't want 10. I want 2.
Okay, good.
I want
6 parents. Okay. Ross, I told Ross he was going to get in real trouble, and he said, I'm going to get in pretend trouble, which is probably true. He wasn't going to get in real trouble. Ross was out in the breakfast saying about what he wanted for breakfast, and we were going to have... honey, and we're going to have bread and cookies and grapes and cheese and all these things.
And grapes were eaten up.
Grapes were eaten up? No. Nice passive. And then he said the grapes were eaten up. And then he said, and so we're all going to have breakfast. And so that's what we're going to eat for breakfast. So it was a summary of what he had said. Here, Mary, who'd you want? We were...
That's where we got here.
Where we got here? You mean from Budapest?
Not here.
Oh, at Holland? We were talking about how Marty should cover up his genitals because if he gets in the sand, they might hurt. And then Ross said, but I went to a park and I got played in the sand where the butt seems to be an indicator of a news of a relevant story. Ross pointed to the alcohol cabinet and said, poor big people have to drink that yucky stuff. To Dan. I told Ross that I'd mailed one of his watch back to America, and he said, don't do that ever again. And I said, well, but you'll be home in 2 weeks, back in Pittsburgh. And he said, America, is that Pittsburgh? Oh, I said, back in America. He said, America, is that Pittsburgh?
No.
Yeah, that's Pittsburgh, honey. America.
But America is a person who loves American.
Yeah, but America is a big country that belongs in that because it's a mess. It's all messed up. Yeah, I know what you mean, honey. I know what you mean.
But somebody fixed it.
Yeah, but it's still broken. I told Mark Ross that he couldn't have the ball while Marty was playing with it. Then he saw that Marty had left the ball behind. And he said, Marty has left the ball. He has. And it was a very nice use of the past perfect. Past imperfect. I was recording that Marty said, give me that ball, and Russ said, so? Well, he heard me drinking the recording. In other words, that's not a very interesting thing, is it?
No.
But why is it interesting for Mark, Russ? It isn't interesting for Mark? Because for Mark doesn't know how to say things like that and ball very well.
No.
He usually says, give me ball, and this time he said, give me that ball. Ross came in, and he was playing outside, came in and told me, our car is a motor car, because it has a motor, but some cars don't have motors, and those aren't motor cars, yeah.
But these cars are motor cars, so they have motor in them, but some cars are different, so they don't have any more motor in them, and their gas came out, so... Everybody don't call the cars gas cars, and they don't call them motor cars.
That's right. You got it right. And there are cars that don't have motors.
Yeah.
Some cars don't have motors. They just have horses.
Yeah.
Right. Very good. Ross saw the dinner table all set, and he said, if I were you, I would eat food. In other words, would you like to eat food, Ross?
If you were me, then you would eat food, and if I were you, then I would eat food.
Okay, what would you like to start with?
Butter.
Butter and potatoes?
Yeah.
Ross had taken some of my little letters out of my box, and I said, no, you can't have them, honey. It's okay, but you can't have them. You're not supposed to take Daddy's things. He said, but why can't I have them? And he said, it's got O for my name, as if that were a justification of why he should have them. In other words, that they were relevant to his interests, therefore he ought to have them.
And there's O and
N. Oh, that's okay. You catch the K for Mark. For Mark. Okay.
And
then Ross pointed out, I pointed to the R, and then he pointed to the next three letters of his name. The OSS on the letter card and said, let's put these with me. Yeah, in other words, he knows how to spell his name. Well, he told me that three Hulks, you see. Mm-hmm.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
Three? One, two, three.
Well, what do they do? I don't understand.
Four, five.
Five Hulks, huh? Because I don't understand. What do they do? Tell me about them.
Five.
Tell me about them. I don't understand what they do.
They fight each other, and another, and another, and another, and another, and another. They fight each other.
But how are they different?
They're the same.
They're the same guy?
Yeah.
Oh, well then how come there's so many if they're the same guy?
Because we can't answer these questions after I do my work.
It is hard, Mom. Those questions are very hard.
So I have to read my whole book
to... And then I'll understand, right?
I have to...
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Are they the same in the Hulk book, Mom?
Well, I know that on television there was the one... That one.
Yeah, the other Hulk. The
what
one
that
had plenty
Hulk?
Teeth. Yeah?
Were his teeth different?
Yeah.
What was the difference?
The ones that were up.
They were up. Mm-hmm. And what did he do? Was he a good one or a bad one?
Bad one.
And is there a good Hulk and a bad Hulk?
Yeah.
I see.
Well, was that one dated better?
Yeah.
The bad Hulk with the teeth, was he dated better?
No. He was Frank Third.
Frank Third?
That's right. Gosh, what a memory. It sounded something like
How many months ago did you get?
Oh, well, this was back before we went to Hungary.
April, May.
No, that was in Denver.
Frank Third, and you remember Frank Third. Yeah.
That was in November.
It was something like third.
I
think it was Frank.
In November. Yeah. 1 month and 2 months and 4 and 3 months and 4 months and 5 months.
Yeah.
5 months.
Yeah.
Well, so that was Frank Third and he was bad?
Frank Third.
What did he do to David?
He throws fingers.
He what?
He throws
fingers. And Dr. Joe Banks
came like
this.
Well, the doctor, what happened to David Banner then?
He was into the Hulk.
He was into the Hulk?
He was into the Hulk's mouth.
He what?
That Hulk was Dr. Joe Banner Hulk.
Yeah.
And the Hulk was really pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That bad Hulk was really mean.
Mm-hmm.
He would hurt boys.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Would hurt little people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But not you and Mom. You and Mommy and Mark and me.
No.
Why?
Well, we'd run away.
Huh?
We run away.
Why?
We don't want to get hurt.
For him?
No.
But that good Hulk.
The good Hulk wouldn't hurt us. He'd be friends.
What would he do to us?
He'd put you on his knee.
Yeah.
And go Hulk, Hulk, knock on you.
No, he would.
Hulk,
no, Hulk, Hulk, knock.
No. The Hulk would carry me in his arms.
Carrying you in his arms way up high.
Why?
Because he's good.
Why? I'm going up on his soldiers.
On his soldiers.
I have a question. What about that stuff doesn't have the third Hulk in it?
Mm-hmm.
But I think you might remember something about the third Hulk.
Something I know.
What?
It was into that book, but it still wasn't there.
Was it a machine?
Yeah. No.
No? It wasn't a machine?
It was a machine. It was.
What did it do?
A person.
Hey, Mom, Daddy's going to go upstairs now.
Mm.
And Mommy, can you come up?
Hi, Mom. I'm your son. I'm pretty in these clothes. And I'm really pretty good. I learned those bad words from Gabor. But I'm not going to say them anymore. That was August 24th. Ross came out into the kitchen.
Ross said you had to wear a shirt if you were going to go jogging. He said, but something happened. In other words, something's wrong with that theory. Last day, you told me that I could go jogging without a shirt on, and I didn't get hurt anymore. Without a shirt on. And I didn't even get hurt, he meant, but he said, and I didn't get hurt anymore.
No!
What did you say?
So anyway,
you didn't get hurt.
No.
Uh-huh, very good. That would have been better, so anyway.
Ross has this new little thing he does. He puts his finger on his mouth and looks pensive. He's thinking of something, and he asks me, why am I doing this?
Not Marty's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong.
You were wrong. He had said it was Marty's birthday. Ross said, asked me, what am I thinking? Why am I doing this? And he said, why are you doing it, Ross?
Because I'm thinking I don't chew any more gum.
And you won't get any more cavities. He says, I'm thinking that if I don't chew any more gum, then I won't get any more cavities. Wonderful.
Ross, I told Ross that we should all make a family outing and go outside and bring in the wash. And he said, oh, not without my shoes. It's the first time he means not an ellipsed predicate and then specified by a prepositional phrase. I asked Mark, Ross, what if Marky were not a boy but a girl? When would you call him a sister? And he said, no. Why wouldn't he be a girl? Why wouldn't he be a sister?
Because I don't like him.
No, but let's just imagine, okay? Let's pretend now, okay? Yeah. Let's pretend Marky's a sexy little girl. Okay, now, is he a boy? Is he a brother or a sister? He's your sister now.
Yeah.
Okay. Now do you know what a sister is?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's pretend Marty's not a girl. Let's pretend he's a boy.
No, let's pretend he's a girl.
Okay. Then is he a brother or a sister?
Sister.
What is your little sister's name?
Papa.
Your little sister's name is Susan.
No.
Little girl.
Kerber.
Kerber? Oh. Kerber's not a girl's name.
Who is it?
A good girl's name is Susan.
No.
Or Annette. How about Annette?
Kerber.
Let's call him Annette.
No.
Why not?
Because I didn't call him Kerber, which means sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you all done?
No. We have to do some more talking.
We're talking about the Bulgarian truck that hit us, and Ross said, yeah, because the Hulk could hurt, and I said, yeah. Why didn't the Hulk come and help us? And he said, oh, but he's just on TV, on books. And I said, yeah, he's not real. And he said, yeah, too bad. Right, Ross? How come the Hulk doesn't come and help people?
Are not on TV.
Mm-mm.
But
the
some people are on TV.
Right.
So
what do the real people do?
They do something wrong.
What?
They pretend they're cool.
Yeah.
And the Hulk comes up at them. Stick their car up.
Hulk stick their car up?
And boom.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hulk goes in. If the Hulk goes in my car, he's driving and he's a fix it.
Yeah. Okay. So what else?
He takes up to the picker.
Mm-hmm.
And the picker fixes it up.
Mm-hmm.
The door.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? And he gives us a staff.
Mm-hmm.
And would give us oil for a car.
Mm-hmm.
And gas for a car. And he would give us a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not our cornrows car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we would give a lighter fat picker. Yeah, our Toyota.
Well, it could.
Huh?
I mean, the big helicopter that comes down out of the skies?
No, Marty, our Toyota.
Hi, Marty.
Daddy.
Marty isn't this.
Daddy.
Mark, you want a cookie?
Daddy,
yes,
that's
it.
Go to Daddy.
Yes, boys.
Tell us a story about.
About what?
About when we got here.
Thank you.
Ross said, when Marky takes his nap, then I have to take my nap. Okay, Daddy? I've been telling Mark it was time to go to bed. And Ross said, you're not good. What did you say, Ross? What did you say to Mommy? He doesn't remember. Anybody, it was, if you don't stop that, you're not going to go back to Pittsburgh with us. I asked Ross if he wanted to take a shower with Dad or with Mom. I said, do you want to take a shower with Dad or Mom? With Mom. And Ross said, no, I don't want to take any showers. He said, I don't want to clean myself. Is that right?
I don't want to take any showers.
I don't want to get clean or something like that, but I don't want to take any showers, which is the first case of that I've seen. Mary, Ross said, Daddy wants to eat. And Mary said, no, he didn't want to eat. Did you just go and talk to him or somebody else? He said, yeah, he didn't want to eat before. And then Ross said, yeah, but now he wants to eat. Ross said, this is what I got on my bread was sour on my tongue. Why did you say that, Ross?
Because I know it was sour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's bad.
So you eat.
Why do I have to eat?
Because I don't like the sour part.
Well, what makes you think Daddy's going to like it?
You are.
Why?
Because it's not sour for you.
Why?
Because you like sour stuff. So eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Milk is good for you.
Ross said, milk cleans the chocolate out of your mouth into your tummy.
Yeah.
He said, milk is good for you.
Milk is good for you, mm-hmm. But gum is bad for you.
That's right.
Yeah. I stopped.